Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. We serve a God that loves us very much. And as we go forward doing His perfect word, paying attention to the Lord, walking with Him, getting to know Him, the Lord will help us heal. He will compensate us for the losses in our life. What I mean by that, He'll help you heal and make the difference. Even though we have suffered loss, and then He'll help us gain in life. He'll help us come to a point of healing as well as become a healer through our love. When we pay attention to the Lord, we learn these wonderful things that we could not have expected. And the reason I use the word expected, because as I walk with the Lord, He always exceeded my expectations and also my ability to expect. When I follow God, I got good experiences from it. And when the day He told me about business, the things that I needed to know at the time, I knew that it would heal my life, because I continually made the same mistakes, and I couldn't see why. I couldn't see the way I thought was not working. And it's hard to tell when you think that you're doing the right thing and you're really not, or you could be doing it a much greater way. And the Lord has your answer, see. And sometimes in church doctrines, they leave out the wisdom of God. And sometimes they leave out the love of God, trying to be holy. And the Lord will bring things together for you. He bring you back to the accurate word, the intended meaning of the word, which I call the spirit of the word. See, when you get down to it, the spirit of the word, it causes you to prosper and heal in every way and become a healer. And the Holy Spirit, we study these things, but we may not see it. There are so many things you can read over, especially if your thinking is shaped a certain way. If you're looking for a certain thing, that's what you're looking for. And you don't see the obvious. What should have been obvious, you see what you're looking for. So with God, the more His word that we receive, the more we'll have to work with. And then He can compensate us for our losses. He'll bring us up to the zero line, so to speak, out of the negative into the zero line, which is, Adam was at the zero line when he was in the garden. He was not a sinner. He was made in God's image. He was perfect in His way. There was nothing wrong. But in order to get beyond the zero line, he had to eat off the tree of the tree of life continually, and it would have given him the stamina he needed, the wisdom, the resolve to reject what God said he couldn't have. And now we're surrounded by trees of knowledge of good and evil. Everything that's off limits is like that tree of knowledge of good and evil. And it'll get you in the identical same trouble. You know, well, there are so many trees, we don't have a tree of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil anymore. Yes, we do. Another man's wife, she's your tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You can't touch her. You can't even look at her wrong. And all the other women besides your wife, if you're married. And then you got to choose one if you want to follow God perfectly. And then you got to reject the rest all over the world. No matter what they do, seem, or how they are, or what they look like, you got to reject them. And that's good. The Lord has the ability to give you that, the knowledge, the resolve, the understanding. When you commune with the Lord, that's our tree of life. We commune with the Lord by reading the Word, hearing the Word, receiving the Word, receiving what the Holy Spirit has to say, giving the Holy Spirit something to work with, staying in the love of God, and you'll have all the restraint you need. If you stay in the love of God, you can fulfill the law. You won't need a law. Your life will represent the law. If you stay in the love of God, you can fulfill it just like Jesus did. You're not going to want to do the wrong things, and you'll have resilience against the wrong things. It's just a choice. And then wherever you lack, whatever your history is, whatever you learn wrong, whatever the problem is, the Lord is able to compensate you. He can give you the necessary knowledge, wisdom, resolve, everything you need, the strength, the might, the counsel, the wit, the wisdom. When I say wit, I mean wisdom, the knowledge of God, and then the guidance of God. You have all seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit there to help you. You know, some will say at your disposal, but we don't dispose of the things of God. They're there to help you. So we can go forward as mighty as we want to. And then the Holy Spirit, if you've received enough of His Word, He can cause you to be appropriate beyond your understanding, beyond your expectation. Even though you have a train, He can cause you to say something as a man that was trained. He can cause you to be a healer. Not just heal you and compensate you for the losses, but He can help you grow and you'll become a healer. You know, you're lecturing a class, and the Lord help you to say the perfect thing that will bring everybody up to speed to compensate them. And you may not even have the skill in your memory banks to do that, but the Lord will cause you to say what they need. And then we can turn around in our relationship with the Lord and ask all the questions that we have and learn and become compensated and established in that fraction of wisdom that we did not have before. And then we're on the road to a greater thing. Now this is what everyday life would be like in the great by and by in heaven. We're surrounded by love, so we're surrounded by healing. And all the losses that we've suffered in this life will be compensated. We'll be brought up to speed to be far beyond the zero line. It won't take long to get above the zero line. A lot of people don't think that they can ever just get to the zero line where they're not tempted anymore and they master life. They can hold a job. They can counsel a family. They can raise kids. They can be a true husband or a true wife. A lot of people just want to get to the doggone zero line. But the Holy Spirit will take you far beyond that zero line. The blood of Jesus brought us up to the position of Adam. But then our mindsets, our emotions, our habit systems, they're far below the zero line. As we study the Word, we get closer and closer to it. And eventually we become, Christ is formed in us. And we finally get to that zero line. But as we pay attention to the Lord and walk with Him, we grow far beyond the zero line. And Christ, the more Christ is formed in us, the more we overcome in life. Not just things people can see, but things they don't even know to look for. And you'll get far below the zero line. And a lot of people are They can't believe that they'll ever get to the zero line. Now, they don't think of it in those terms. I'm talking about the doing the word of God that they know is right. That's the zero line. Not lusting after women, not stealing, not being excessively angry, mastering their emotions, having restraint, and not reviling against people that make them angry. A lot of people know that they're not close to the zero line, and they want to be. They want to serve God. They go to church. They try to learn, but they're so distracted by the things around them in this world that aggravate them, and they don't know how to not be aggravated. And they're doing the best. They're doing all they know, giving it all they got. But the strength that it takes to get to the zero line and beyond is your relationship with the Lord. The most frustrating way to live is trying to do everything in your strength. That's a frustrating way to live. I know. I've done it before. And I kept asking the Lord questions, and I learned to do things in His strength and in His might. And I was clued in. And the Lord brought me to balance. And in many areas of life, I made it to the zero line. And some things, a little far beyond it. All the things I'm saying is available to everybody. Things that my testimonies that I give from time to time. That's how I learn these things. It's beautiful to me. And I want to share it with people in hopes to help them do the same thing. Some people are further along than I was. Some people have what you're aspiring to attain, even though they just come out of the world. They come from a background, a family, where people walked in love. So that they're propelled. Some people came from a much worse situation. Their parents may have died. They may have been raised by their grandparents that were much older, or their uncles that was, you know, their life situations may be far different. They may be raised by one of their parents that was just coming off drugs, or, you know, they may have been raised by their aunts, cousins, because their parents were on drugs or in jail. The things that surrounded them may have been very negative. And some positives. And some people may have been surrounded, their surroundings were good, but they had to sort some things out. But there are people who their upbringing was good. They may have had good training. And they're further along at the same age you are. But but whatever the case is, the Lord can make the difference and compensate you for the losses. If you didn't grow up with structured parents and good parents that took you to church and Sunday school and taught you things, and most Christian people do not teach their children at home the Word of God. They'll teach them how to read, how to count, but they don't teach them the Word of God much. VeggieTales does, but not the parents. But some parents sit down and have Bible time with their children. And I thank God for them. And their children are much further along than they look. And they're expected to be just as spiritually illiterate as the others. Not only by the strangers, but by everybody. Because when children hear the word, they're retaining it, they receive it. But they don't express it until they get in a situation where other people are doing foolish things and they don't. That's how you find out how grown a person really is. So people expect them to be foolish because most children they're foolish and selfish. But we love them. And when they speak beyond our years, it's impressive. So sometimes when you grow, people may not believe it. Because your age group, they expect you to do whatever the age group is doing. Nothing more, nothing less. And sometimes they brace themselves for the less. But with God, all things are possible, and your life can become outstanding. But that doesn't mean people will appreciate or believe that you've grown beyond the zero line. Nobody expects you to grow beyond the zero line. But when you do, it's exceptional, and they have to deal with it. And people react to it differently. Some people applaud it. Some people are jealous of it. Some people are envious of it. Some people, they get embarrassed and they walk. People do all kind of things. But the Lord will help you not only grow beyond that zero line, but be appropriate in how you respond to people that are negative or don't or do something you don't expect. The Lord will help you be appropriate and express the healing process of life that you're fully capable of doing. I thank God for that. Now, as we go forward being compensated by the Lord, it surprises us when it happens. And then when the Lord uses us as a vessel, you know, oil goes in and oil goes out. A vessel. You're carrying the kingdom of heaven inside you and around you. And the Lord can pour his wisdom in you and use it to be a manifold blessing to other people that hear you. Your love and your expression, your kindness can instruct people in life. Give people vision and example. Wholesome love that God has. And see, Jesus was right. He said, he that believe will do greater works than me. Than me. He's talking about himself. He, the singular. Not they, but he. And Peter preached a better message than Jesus did. First Peter is better than everything Jesus ever taught because he teaches us to love others the way Jesus loves us. And Jesus couldn't teach that yet because he didn't finish his work yet. He taught us the Sermon on the Mount to get us started. But Peter took us far beyond the Sermon on the Mount. And we're going to love people, we're going to do people not just the way we want to be treated. That's the zero line. We're going to exceed all that. We're going to love others the way Jesus loved us. We're going to lay our life down for them. We're not going to revile them. We're going to be a blessing to them, a help to them, an encouragement to them. No matter how they are, we're going to do them right. And we're going to pray for them sincerely. And we're going to see the healing process that began at salvation is still multiplying. If we, as long as we stay in the living love of God, the love of God will multiply in us according to our will. And we can have all that we need. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. There's no need to do wrong. There's no need to suffer for doing wrong. There's no need to cause other people problems. But we can grow from glory to glory and enjoy the whole process. It's fun to me to be able to live according to God's love and wisdom. It's fun. It's exciting. It's exhilarating to be able to be a blessing to people when they're not when they're frustrated, when they need you to, when they need you to be strong, you're able to be strong. When they need answers, you're able to help them. You're able to give them the knowledge and understanding they need. It's a blessing. And I love it. And I want more of what God, you know, this is a day and hour. When you think about it, Jesus is about to return any moment now. He can snatch his people off earth. The angels are ready. They're just waiting on the Father's command. and it's going to begin a judgment process against the earth, the world, the world system, Satan's system. And this is going to be worldwide. And it's going to begin a new day that never has been before. And I desire to be all that I can be, just like the Marines are advertised. That's why I continue to say, Lord, help me do all that's in your heart. That's my new confession. And also that everything that's not like God got to go. That's also a confession that I use often. Everything that's not like Jesus got to go. And everything that's like him can increase. And I invite the knowledge and counsel of God. I will do all that's in his heart. I'm determining myself to do all that's in his heart. He's able to bring us to compensate us. And he's also is able to help us to be a blessing. He's able to help us help others to heal. So I ask for that. And when it happens, I'm ready to yield myself so that I can be that blessing. That's what it's all about. It's expressing the love of God, sharing the love of Jesus that we enjoy. And the love of Jesus is enjoyable. Now, I happen to be out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.